This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. At the same time when thousands in the tri-state are unemployed or underemployed, many local companies are unable to fill their need for skilled workers. At an upcoming event, Cincinnati State Technical and Community College is showcasing its programs to train students with the skills they need to find a job in today's economy. The event is called Engage 2013. My guests to talk about it are Cincinnati State's Associate Dean in the Center for Innovative Technologies, Linda Polgears, and Admission Representative Gretchen Cook. And you can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100. You can also email talk@wvxu.org, and you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And thanks to both of you for being here this afternoon. We really appreciate it. Linda, Engage 2013 starts tomorrow. What happens on day one of this event?
Well, thanks, Mark, for having us. We're so excited to be here. Tomorrow, the event is going to be showcasing all of our programs, just as the one on Friday, but we are going to specifically be targeting the community at large. So we have sent invitations out to area businesses. We have sent invitations out to schools, to adult learning centers, just the entire community at large. And we are having a guest speaker to start off, to kick off the evening, Jack Cassidy, formerly with Cincinnati Bell. And then after that, everyone is free to roam around the college. Each of the divisions will be in different areas, and they can find out about any and all programs that we offer at Cincinnati State.
So what is Jack Cassidy's message? Do you have an idea yet?
He is. He's going to be talking about the workforce and reentering the workforce and how Cincinnati State is going to be able to, how it can help you do that.
And Gretchen, talk about what happens on day two of this event. It kind of shifts focus, doesn't it?
It does a little bit, and we're really excited about the opportunity to have so many of the community and prospective students on our campus. And day two is really focusing on our high school students and our high school population. We will have over 600 students from area high schools visiting Cincinnati State to engage with our faculty, our staff, our students, and learn about over 110 different programs that we offer at Cincinnati State and how starting at Cincinnati State as an accessible option to either continuing their education or getting directly into the workforce.
Do you find a lot of people who are coming are people who are retraining, or is it people who are just starting out? What's your experience with that?
It seems from the RSVPs that we have received so far that it's a nice mix. We have a lot of students who are interested in becoming students, interested in retraining. We have a lot of adult learners coming back to the Thursday event, interested in becoming a student. And then we have a lot of support just from the local agencies and our partners in the community that are interested in how our relationship with them can help students and help build the community. So we have a lot of interest in both areas. So we're excited about that.
We also have a new Department of Veteran Affairs on campus. So we have been, Daryl Smith is in charge of that, and he's been going out to different areas to try to get people to come in because we accept credits from the military as well. So we take their military training. Matter of fact, we have a relatively new degree. It's called Applied Technology Specialist. And what it does, will take up to 30 credits that they have from their previous military training, and we'll look at them overall, and then they would take the final 30 credits with us. So it's an amazing way for them to be able to leverage what they have already done in the military. So this is something sort of brand new because it's been difficult in the past to bring in your military experience because it doesn't always match up directly with our courses and our programs. So we're really doing our very best effort to try to work with those who have served us so well.
Gretchen, what's the average age? Do you have any idea the average age of your current student population and how many students?
Sure. Because Cincinnati State currently services over 11,000 students. The average age of our student right now is about 28. So we do have a very diverse population on our campus. So we have many tools and resources available to assist students at various stages in their life, whether they're fresh out of high school, coming in as a traditional student, or an adult student returning to the college to further their education in order to further their career. So we have a lot of services and tools on campus to provide any additional support depending on the student and their needs as they are navigating their way through Cincinnati State and finding their place on our campus in order to be successful once they are there.
You're talking about programs at Cincinnati State. You say it's 100, is that correct?
Somewhere in that general range, over 100,
over
I think
100.
110,
mm-hmm.
something along those lines.
What kinds of things are we talking about? What's the emphasis?
We have many programs in – I'll talk a little bit about CIT first. We call it the Center for Innovative Technologies. And within that center, we have both engineering technology programs and also IT programs. So in our engineering technologies, what we have been seeing a surge in advanced manufacturing as of late. And so our mechanical engineering technologies has really stepped up to serve that need. And matter of fact, they have been working with industry. We just recently got an amazing donation from Hydrotech to get some brand new pneumatic training systems. Pneumatic training is basically the heart and soul of modern machinery. Injection molding, packing systems, conveying system, robotics, all of those would be found with pneumatic systems. So we have these brand new trainers. We really needed to upgrade some of what we had in our labs, and we are very grateful for that, and we are looking forward to incorporating that into the mechanical engineering technology. We have also recently, in that same vein, working with another very large company in Cincinnati that we are getting a software donation. So it's not all the way complete yet, so I'm just sending out a little teaser there, but pretty excited about that as well. And we are spending a lot of time reaching out to industry to say, what do you need? What do you need? And we'll help you make it happen.
Well, and of course, your culinary institute's well known for turning out some excellent cooks and chefs, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. The culinary is out of the business technologies division. And we, in addition to those programs, we also, of course, have the Summit Restaurant, which our students work at the Summit.
That's great. In addition to the culinary program, we have three additional divisions, academic divisions at Cincinnati State. In addition to the Center for Innovative Technologies, we have the Business Technologies Division, the Health and Public Safety Division, and the Humanities and Science Division. And we're very fortunate that the Midwest Culinary Institute is housed within our Business Technologies Division, and that offers an associate's degree in our culinary arts, our pastry arts, which are two separate tracks. We have a hospitality management program and a dietitian program, as well as a pre-nutrition science. And these all fall under the umbrella of the Midwest Culinary Institute. And right now, the industry standard for chefs is the associate degree, and we are one of the most renowned places in the country to earn that degree. So we are very fortunate to have that on our campus. In addition to those associate degrees, we also have a personal chef certificate and a culinary arts certificate and a dietary manager certificate, which also are housed in our Midwest Culinary Institute in the Business Technologies Division. So there's a lot of variety for students and a lot of option for students who are looking to gain more knowledge and access to the hospitality industry right here in their own backyard.
Linda, do you have an idea of the areas that local employers are really need skilled employees for? Talked about advanced manufacturing, mm-hmm. So obviously that's one area. What are some of the other areas that they're looking for skilled people?
Well, another brand new area that we will be starting in the fall of 2014, we just recently got a $200,000 grant from the U.S. Department of Labor, and we're going to be able to put that towards some welding equipment. So this is brand new for us. We did welding many, many years ago, and it's coming back, and we are going to be able to have people to be certified in MIG, TIG, stick, and fabricate welding. So we're, again, brand new program. We are looking to what industry is asking us for. So welding is going to be one of those up and coming. We also have our aviation maintenance technology, which is housed out of our Harrison campus, and they're going to be at Cincinnati State as well. And all of those programs are certified by the FAA, so our students are able to go into lots of different areas to work with aviation maintenance.
What about medical? Is that an area that's been growing for Cincinnati State over the years? And you see that as a key growth area for jobs?
Absolutely. We have a very strong health and public safety division. We have majors that range from our nursing, our occupational therapy, our diagnostic medical sonography, all the way to our firefighting service programs, our EMT programs. We have a lot of certificates available for students in that area as well who are coming back for retraining or for certification in order to be more marketable, more competitive in the workforce once they graduate. And another growing field is our bioscience technology. We have a lot of students and a lot of demand for our students who are interested in that field who want to continue their education either in the labs or in a forensic science environment and are able to do that through that bioscience technology.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join our conversation, or you can email talk at wvxu.org. And are most of the programs two-year associate degrees, or do you offer different types of training programs?
We do have a lot of certificates that are kind of coming back, because one of the things that we have been trying to look at are people that are maybe in industry, maybe they are unemployed or underemployed. And so we have some certificates in some of our IT programs, some of them in the latest in the computer software area, that they will be able to come in and take a variety of courses to give them a new skill to go back into the workplace. So some people already have a degree, so they're not even looking for an associate degree, but what they're looking for is a set of skills that will enable them to be more employable. So we are creating some new certificates to be able to do that. So, and one of them is, like I said, there are some in the IT area. We have an amazing computer software development department in CIT. We also have a new CNC certificate back to the manufacturing that they're going to be able to come in just to learn that skill. So certificates had been taking kind of a dive in the last couple of years, but we're bringing them back because we're using them as stackable so that students can take a certificate and then take another group of courses, and then there you are with an associate degree, which is really awesome.
One thing leads to another.
Exactly.
A co-op programs, how important are those to what you're doing?
Our co-op program is really second to none. We have more co-ops, I would say, than many other schools in the area. We have
one of the largest co-op programs in the country, and mm-hmm. we work with about 600 organizations and corporations and companies in the tri-state area that allow our students a lot of experience as they're going through their degree to earn real-life experience in addition to the education foundation they receive in our classrooms and our labs.
We've really seen an upsurge in some of the co-op programs that we have. We currently, right now, have over 20 students just this semester co-oping with GE and the mechanical, the electromechanical, some power systems, and some aviation maintenance technology students. So that's a large number of students co-oping just in this one semester.
We had a call. The caller wanted to know if Cincinnati State offers training on, speaking of an up-and-coming area, if mm-hmm. you offer training on 3D printers.
We do actually have a 3D printer in-house. So we have that as part of our mechanical engineering technology and also our industrial design technology. So we do have a 3D printer, and it will be at Engage. So come and see it. Come and join us, and it will be in the gymnasium, so we will be able to see it up and running.
Speaking of Engage 2013, how's this going to be? How's this different from your typical open house?
Well, for us, this is the first time the entire college has joined in an event like this. We many times will host high school students. We will host groups from different areas. But to be able to come into the college and see every single program and talk to faculty, talk to employers, talk to current students, we are going to have all of those people available to give you the broadest possible scope of the things that you would be able to do at Cincinnati State. So we're just really excited about the opportunity to throw open our doors and to welcome the community.
Yeah, there's a bigger picture to all of this, too. But what do community colleges have to offer in today's economy?
Well, I think the option, community colleges are not just about accessibility anymore. They are about helping students to be successful and to complete certificates and complete degrees. And Cincinnati State is an opportunity for students who wish to continue their education after high school or earning their GED, who want or need those skills, training, and those educational opportunities in order to be marketable and competitive in the workplace. And the affordability of Cincinnati State, our tuition rate is one of the lowest in the areas. And to be able to get the quality of education that we offer at the tuition rate that we offer it. And these are not just credits from Cincinnati State. These are regionally accredited credits that allow a student to transfer on to another area institution or another four-year institution to continue their education is a great opportunity for a lot of our local residents. So we're really excited about that.
We do kind of have a dual mission in that we will prepare students to enter the workplace and also to prepare them to go on for their four-year degree if that's what they are interested in doing. So there are lots of options to be able to take advantage of.
And you often hear that employers are having a hard time finding employees with the skills they need. Is that one of the issues that you're trying to address as well?
Absolutely. We are going directly to industry, you know, and with our example that I gave a little bit earlier with Hydratech, and we're asking them, what do you need? And how can we help you, and how can you help us? So it's that type of industry collaboration that I think is different from what you would normally see at a lot of colleges and universities. So that's what we want to do. We want to give them what they need. So come in, talk to us. We have industry advisory boards in all of our programs, and we have regular conversations. So anyone out there that's interested in being on an industry advisory committee, let us know. We would love to have your input.
And let's talk with James from Westchester. Good afternoon, James.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on the air.
You're welcome. What's your comment or question?
My question is that I live here in Westchester, kind of halfway in between Cincinnati and Middletown, and I understand that there's now a campus in Middletown. I'm curious if things like co-op and, you know, if you can kind of have that full student experience there like you can down in Cincinnati.
Okay, James, thanks for your question.
Yes, that raises a really excellent point. Cincinnati State opened a brand new campus in Middletown last fall, the fall of 2012, and we do offer a wide variety of programs and certificates at the Middletown location, and students are able to take full course loads there. You can take courses there and still take courses at our Clifton campus, so we're able to reach out to students who are in the Butler, Warren, Preble, and Montgomery counties who are not able to access the Clifton campus as easily. They're able to take Cincinnati State courses on our Middletown campus. It's a beautiful new facility, and it's constantly growing and improving. And we're really excited about the progress that campus has made in just 1 year's time.
We've gone from 200 students the first year to over 700 students that are currently there now. And we'd also like to really emphasize that even if a particular program that you're interested in is not offered at Middletown, you can certainly take all of your gen ed requirements and you can start there. You can start at Middletown and finish at the Clifton campus. So there are lots of opportunities for that as well.
And as we wrap up this conversation, talk about the skill sets that people need to focus on if they're looking to get a job in today's economy.
Skill sets. Well, I think that certainly what we are going to be looking for is a computer skill sets that everyone is going to need for across the board. And it depends on, you know, what your area that you are interested in. So we're hoping to help you find that skill that you want to take forward into industry or that you want to take forward into, you know, that next level, that four-year degree.
Well, thank you for joining me this afternoon. Cincinnati State's Associate Dean in the Center for Innovative Technologies, Linda Polgears, and also Admission Representative Gretchen Cook. After the break, getting more women involved in manufacturing, you can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. You can also email your questions or comments to talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.